Yes, everyone, welcome to United Review. I am all on my lonesome tonight because Abdullah is causing absolute chaos in the away end at Stamford Bridge. But what a performance it was from Manchester United away at Stamford Bridge, a place where we never win, a place that we always go and we always struggle. And tonight, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer again proved to me why he should be given the full-time manager's job at Manchester United. He's now won more games this season than Jose Mourinho did in 13 attempts from Jose Mourinho's 24. This isn't no Roberto Di Matteo bit of luck in a couple of cups sort of thing. This is him going out there and proving it. We wanted to see United bounce back from the defeat at PSG midweek. We saw it. Now it's focus on Liverpool this weekend. If we get another bang-up result there, how can anybody even think about denying giving Ole Gunnar Solskjaer the job? Now, at the start of the game, we saw the starting 11 come out and I was gutted. I'm not going to lie to you. If you go back, check my Twitter, see what I was saying, I was like, this can't be it. This is not what I want to see. I don't want to see Wan Mata on that right wing. I don't want to see Wan Mata in the same sort of positions that we saw him against PSG, because it doesn't work. I wanted to see him at the tip of a diamond. That was something that we spoke about previously. It was something that I even mentioned on Twitter before the game started. And that is what we saw. We saw a two-striker system, Wan Mata in the hole, a midfield three. And it worked. And it worked fantastically well. Wan Mata didn't create any chances from there, majorly. The two major chances that we did get came from crosses, and what two brilliant crosses they were. Two midfielders getting on the end of them, which just shows up how Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has freed up those players. Fantastic performance from Ander Herrera, really making a stake to be Manchester United's captain for me. Paul Pogba, fantastic again. Graeme Souness's wife is going to have to go hide, I think, tonight. But apart from that, it was a solid team performance, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer really, for me, showing what Sir Alex Ferguson really embodied with Manchester United teams. The sort of performance where you expect United, we go away from home, we get ourselves a couple of goals through some sheer quality, and then we sit back and we let you do your thing. We conceded a ton of possession to Chelsea, but every time when we could break, and we saw Marcus Rashford looking absolutely deadly on the counter-attack, there's so many opportunities that he had where he could have made it happen, and you know what? He was so close to doing that. Phenomenal performance from everyone involved there with United, and we are in the hat with the next round, and it's Wolves who will be our opposition. So I can't wait for that. I can't wait to see how that's all going to go down, and we're going to get stuck into some of the data in a second, so make sure to have your questions in. Please give the video a like if you are loving it under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Please give the video a like just to help it get found by everyone. But if you're new around here as well, please subscribe, because we're doing this after every single United game this season, and we're going to continue to do it, and we're going to deliver some more stuff for you guys as well. So let's have a look at the average passes and average touches for United then against Chelsea, because I thought this was a very good tactical performance from United. As you can see there on that left hand side, if we have a quick look there, you're looking at basically a midfield two of Herrera and Matic. I thought they was great together. Pogba definitely on the left-hand side, dragged over there because I think he was doing a lot of defensive work. Wan Mata, right slap bang in the middle where I wanted him to be. You'll see Rashford over on the right, Lukaku a little bit central, probably a little bit close to Mata if we're being a bit critical, but a very nice shape to United's play there, and that's what I expected to see. Herrera shuttling over to the right-hand side, Pogba shuttling over to the left-hand side, freeing up Wan Mata from doing the defensive duties and allowing him to sort of feed what was going on down the middle there. I thought, like I said, the forward lineup was fantastic, and the average passes really interesting. Bit of a triangle of passes going there from Young to Herrera into Wan Mata. Obviously Wan Mata and Herrera always link up very well. Matic into Pogba, and then you see Lindelof into Luke Shaw as well. Now the only disappointing thing from this really is that it wasn't enough passes going in towards Marcus and in towards Lukaku, but this was a counter-attacking performance from United, so I'm not really going to get too heated up on that one. We've got some quotes coming through here as well. Let's have a look at what some of the players said a little bit as well. So there's Herrera. I played today a more offensive role because it's a massive result. We had criticism after the PSG game and everyone did what we asked them tonight. Love that from Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Pogba there, we are Man United, we play to win trophies. He took this job because he can do it. He trusts us and we trust him. I can love that and all. Chelsea are a good team.